Hello and welcome to the Friday, February 8th, 2013 edition of the Sands and its Storms and its Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich and I'm today recording from Jacksonville, Florida. Let's start with a quick follow-up on the Intel Ethernet card issue. We haven't really had a definite replication of the issue. There are lots of anecdotal reports of the exploit working or not working. It appears to be depending on details in the firmware. So far, we haven't been able to correlate it to a particular version of this particular chipset. Now, at the same time, there are also other reports that this vulnerability may extend beyond the chipset that was originally implicated, but then again, it appears to be really hard to well replicate this problem. Just as a reminder, if you're trying to replicate it, make sure you do it on a system that was just rebooted, so the system has not been exposed yet to the inoculating version of the particular packet. As far as defensive measures go, the original advisory mentions firewalls. Now, firewalls will only protect you if you're filtering packets that actually match the signature, which of course may block some valid packets as well. I think actually the best thing you can probably do is occasionally send the inoculating version of the packets, and it's just a ping with all hexadecimal 4.3 on your network, and that actually is probably the best thing you can do at this point. And we got a couple of updates from Apple. Apple updated its AirPort utility. That's the utility that used to configure the AirPort Wi-Fi access points. And for the AirPort itself, we do have a new firmware. Now, at this point, the security content is not live, so it's unclear if there's any security issue that's being fixed with this update. However, just as a word of caution, there is some discussion on the Apple IPv6 list that tunnels terminated on Apple AirPorts no longer work with this new firmware. The AirPort utility is now at version 6.2 and the firmware at version 7.6.3. You first need to update the AirPort utility in order to take advantage of some of the new features that have been added in the new firmware. Let's see what we have in other news. Panda Labs released its annual security report, and one of the highlights in it is that China and South Korea, followed by Taiwan, are the three most malware-infected countries, with China listing 55% of its PCs as infected. Now, this is always a hard number to nail down. I believe this is based on users in China actually running the Panda Labs antivirus software. Panda Labs, by the way, is a Spanish company, not a Chinese, as the name may suggest. Now, in the past, sometimes we had difficulties nailing down the number of infected systems. And what has happened in the past is a lot of double counting, where systems that got infected multiple times got counted as multiple systems. What I can only say, sort of from anecdotal evidence that we have so far, that in particular Android malware is rampant in China, in particular due to the fact that unofficial app stores are very popular in China. Well, if you're using D-Link's DIR 600 or 300 routers, there's a new, very trivially to exploit web application vulnerability in the D-Link web admin interface. With this vulnerability, it is possible to inject operating system commands, and for example, as it is demonstrated in the blog discussing the vulnerability, start an unauthenticated telnet server that then allows full access to the device. This is just one out of a number of different vulnerabilities discovered, but of course, this is the most severe of the vulnerabilities. Also, these particular routers identify themselves as part of their server header, so this makes it pretty easy to find these routers, for example, with search engines like Shodan. Then we got a couple patches that you may want to take care of over the weekend. Postgres SQL Server got a patch that fixes a denial of service vulnerability. Adobe released a patch for Flash Player for Windows and Mac that fixes a Saturday vulnerability that is currently being exploited. So that's definitely something you probably want to take a look at maybe even today, even though it's Friday. Well, that's it for today. So thanks again for listening and talk to you again on Monday. Bye.